It's time to share some songs. Stephanie Elkins joins us. She's the host of Simply Folk on WPR. Simply Folk airs each Sunday evening from 5 to 8. Stephanie, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Veronica. It's great to be back.
Well, you brought some new releases for us to listen to today. We're already listening to one right now. Now, these are, you know, fresh releases, some of them brand new. Tell us about what we're listening to.
This one just came in the mail in the last 10 days or so. It's by a group called Child's Play, and they do some wonderful fiddling. It was produced by Liz Carroll, who's an American-Irish fiddler out of the Chicago area, and she's been nominated for a Grammy, and she really knows how to get a good sound out of a fiddle, which is an art in and of itself. And that tune was called Katrina. It was written back in 2005 in honor of the victims of Katrina, but just released on this album.
So are there any other tracks on that recording that talk about Katrina? Is it a theme or is it just this one track?
No, not at all. And this recording has some new music on it and some original music. There's even a cover that features an Uncle Dave Macon tune. So it's really fun and just beautifully played and toe-tapping and well-executed. And for those of us who really listen to the sound of the recording and the sound of the instruments, it's a terrific, terrific CD. It's called As the Crow Flies, and the group is Child's Play.
You know, every form of music has sort of its ebbs and flows when it's more or less creative. As we sit here in 2013, what is the state of folk music in your estimation? Are we living in a really great time or just sort of an average time?
Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing time. I think in part because the barriers to recording have come down. So you can literally purchase a decent recorder, and if you get into a decent room and you have a computer, you can share your music. And so all of these unknown, unsung songwriters are getting their stuff out. And I literally get 200 to 300 song tracks a week.
Wow.
That's a lot weed through, I should say.
No kidding.
But I have to say that kind of volume leads to some real challenges for people who are interested in listening because there's so much. Where do you start?
Well, that's why we're doing a segment, Jim.
Well, that's why we're doing a segment.
Well,
there you go.
What happens is the ones that are outstanding just jump right out because there are a lot that are very, very good and a lot that are mediocre. And the next one that we're going to listen to is of that caliber. Their first CD that I heard, it just had my jaw dropping. The group is called Brother Son, and they are kind of a singer-songwriter folk supergroup. They were three independent performers who came together and it clicked so well that they toured, and now they've just released their second CD and they do these beautiful three-part harmonies, and it's meaningful music and it's powerful music.
And this one is called Pushing Stones. Let's listen.
Woke up this morning, tell me, what do I see? Woke up this morning, tell me, what do I see? There in the mirror, the blue staring back at me.
Wow, those harmonies. And you got to see these guys at a house concert, it sounds like.
I did. That's another new phenomenon. Well, it's not a new phenomenon. It's been going around on for so long. But more and more house concerts are taking place where you get to see these artists so intimately, the way chamber music used to be done back centuries ago.
Boy, these guys can fill up a house, I'll bet. What's their story? Where do they come from?
Well, Pat Wichter used to be a school teacher in New York City, and Joe Jenks has been a longtime performer. He's out of the Chicago area. He does a lot of music about unions and labor. And Greg Greenway has been an independent folk singer for years. He's out of the Boston area. So we're lucky that they've somehow managed to come together and make an album.
And send it our way.
Yeah. The CD is called Some Part of the Truth, and they are extra special. Another one of those CDs where all the music is really strong and the recording quality is very high.
Now, you brought along one or two celebrating Wendell Berry in music. Now, the next of these is by a musician named Eric Bibb. Tell us something about him.
He is an acoustic blues player, and he's currently living in Finland. He married a Finnish wife, and so that's his home base now. But he has toured with all kinds of acts like Taj Mahal and so forth. He does beautiful roots music. And in this case, he was asked by the other musician on this CD, Andrew Maxfield, who is a classical musician, to create some music around the poetry of Wendell Berry. And he said when he first encountered it, he wasn't familiar with Berry's writings. He said it was, as a songwriter, he was in heaven. And he's got a spare style, and Wendell Berry packs, you know, so much power into very few words. And Eric Bigg manages to do the same thing with the music.
Well, let's listen to that one. This one is called, let's see, Mad Farmer's Prayer.
And night, make me one with the darkness. In the morning, make me one with the light. When I rise up, let me rise up joyful like a bird. When I fall, let me fall without regret. Like a leaf.
So a beautiful pairing there between the voice and the lyrics. You can tell that there is a synergy there, can't you?
Oh, it's just a beautiful fit. It really exemplifies the spirit of the words, and the music is just a perfect complement.
Yeah, really, there's nowhere to hide here, is there?
No, you're right out there. Yeah.
That's great. And so, and it also, you mentioned recording in Finland? Or he lives in Finland.
He lives in Finland.
So another more truth to the fact that music these days can come from anywhere. You can move to Finland and still be right in the thick of things.
That's right. And musicians send tracks back and forth all the time now. It's just become so flexible. The technology has really opened up a lot of doors.
Well, you brought along some old friends, too. Linda Thompson's got a new recording out.
Yes, she does. Isn't that nice to see? Linda Thompson of the Linda and Richard Thompson family, and she was known for her work in the British folk music movement back in the 70s and 80s. And this is just a happy recording, and her family is in it. Her son plays on it. Her ex-husband's son plays on it. Her daughters sing, and so it's just really... And this, the song that I like in particular is written by Anna McGarrigle.
Oh, very nice. It's called As Fast As My Feet.
As fast my little feet can carry me, as fast my little wings can fly, as fast as automobile can ferry me, as fast as that thing can drive. The sun of rivet and aluminium, banking in the setting sun, shining like a silver star.
And some more of those gorgeous, tight harmonies going on there. And I love the thought of it being a family affair, this music.
It really is, and it's filled with that sense of familiarity and comfort. You can just feel that coming through the music. And Veronica, you're a singer, and I'm a singer, and I have to say I'm a sucker for these kind of harmonies.
So am I. I know I just hear them, and I want to swoon. Actually, what I want to do is sing. Maybe we can get Gene to play his guitar along with us, huh?
We could do that, and then it would be very interesting. We'll leave it right there.
Maybe next time around, Gene. Yeah, that's a lovely one. I mean, do you think there's something special about families making music together?
Oh, absolutely. Not only genetically, but just in that years and years and years of comfort and knowing what the others are going to do. It's really special. And you hear it. You hear it.
Well, there's a last one that we're going to go out with. Tell us about your final selection.
John McCutcheon has been a mainstay on the singer-songwriter stage, and he's got a brand new CD called 22 Days. It was inspired by a Sarajevo cellist. After a mortar attack, 22 people were killed, and he came in every day and played the cello at the spot where these people were killed for 22 days in a row. So McCutcheon was inspired to sit down on the 20th anniversary and write music because of this cellist and what he did. And it's really a beautiful piece. The fiddler is Stuart Duncan, and then John McCutcheon is known as a virtuoso hammered dulcimer player, and that enters in, and it's super powerful.
And I have to tell you, I remember that story. It was in the news at the time, and it's interesting to hear it live on in this piece by John McCutcheon.
Well, he was inspired also by a quote by Bernstein that this will be our reply to violence, to make more music intensely and music more beautifully and more devotedly than ever before.
Oh, that gives me chills just hearing that. That story is beautiful. I hadn't heard it before, and I'm glad to hear the track now. It's just being released, huh?
Brand new, literally, like in the last week.
And so we'll be hearing more of that on Simply Folk, I imagine.
You bet. There are, and he's a great songwriter. Songs about getting old and songs about being with family and singing in the kitchen. He just does a really great job.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Stephanie Elkins, host of WPR Simply Folk. You can hear the show every Sunday evening from 5 to 8.